And welcome back, my friend, to the show that never ends. This past week, House Republicans barked at taking part in the House committee that is going to check out the truth and the facts about the January 6th insurrection. That was after House Speaker Nancy Pelosi rejected two of the five Republicans that Kevin McCarthy had named for the panel. Still makes it a bipartisan panel, though, because Pelosi herself put Republican Representative Liz Cheney onto the panel. The two that got kicked to the curb were Jim Jordan and Jim Banks. McCarthy had slammed the move shortly after it was announced. This was on this past Wednesday, saying, unless Speaker Pelosi reverses course and seats all five Republican nominees, Republicans will not be party to their sham process and will instead pursue our own investigation of the facts. Now you can think, too, Pelosi's move was a gift to Republicans because they never wanted to take part in the committee to begin with. And if they were on the committee, they'd be forced to confront some pretty challenging questions about Trump's role in January 6th. McCarthy's too, when you think about it, but get to that in a minute. The lack of Republicans appointed by McCarthy on the panel means they'll no longer be allies of Trump when the committee holds their hearings, which I would imagine are going to get pretty good ratings for the news channels, even C-SPAN. Hearings are going to go through, though. There are no delays. If McCarthy wants to scrap together some more names and try it again, he's welcome to do so. Look at the reality, too. Pelosi said she approved Representatives Rodney Davis, Kelly Armstrong, and Troy Nels, the other three on McCarthy's list of five, Banks, Jordan, Nels. They had all objected to the certification of the presidential election, so it's not like that would slam the door on everyone that McCarthy had put on his list. But, I mean, when you get to Jim Jordan, he's just a tantrum-throwing bully. Bullies are basically cowards. Trying to mask over, and what's with this never wearing a sport jacket, trying to make himself like he's working so hard for the people? Then he has to talk, and that sort of destroys that image with a mushroom cloud. After he got kicked to the curb, Jordan said, Speaker Pelosi just admitted the obvious that the January 6th Select Committee is nothing more than a partisan political charade. And that was quickly followed by an email blast asking for campaign donations so that Jim Jordan can fight. Doesn't say what he's going to fight, but, oh, you send the money, oh, he's going to fight for you. Now, this is not a surprise, by the way, because the way the committee was created, Pelosi is able to appoint eight members to the commission, with McCarthy having five slots in consultation with Pelosi. That was in the rules of all this. That means the speaker had the option to veto any or all of his selections. Turn back the clock, and the Republicans had accepted the original idea of the independent commission. This headbutting would have been avoided, but instead the GOP chose to throw the dice with this plan, with the, of course, priority being to keep Donald Trump happy and stop Kevin McCarthy's ears from ringing. However, the door is still open for McCarthy to be called on to testify in front of the committee. The question becomes, will he? As to what McCarthy said, will be the plans for the House GOP going forward with a committee investigation of their own. If they do that, won't that be the Republicans doing what they're accusing the Democrats of doing? Or am I trying to put too much logic into this situation?